Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
2008, something unbelievable happened for us in the FBI. We were getting lots of rumors about this high-level asset that worked for several intelligence agencies at the same time. He worked for the Saudi Intelligence Service. He worked for the CIA, and he was being developed as a political asset in Chicago, Illinois. He was not even a United States citizen, but it was said that he was a student visa and that he was a national from another country. In 2008, everyone in the intelligence structure found out who he was. It was this individual who became president in 2008 of the United States. When they ran him for president, the cabal, basically, this was the culmination of so many of their plans for so many years. His mission was to destroy the United States from within, one institution at a time.
They spied on my campaign.
Well, there's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
it's been totally
that.
Verified.
No.
GCHQ has probably the most invasive network intercept program anywhere in the world, and it's the world's first full take, they call it, and that means content in addition to metadata on everything.
Top Secret 2016 United Kingdom Government Communications Headquarters document signed off by GCHQ Director Robert Hennigan under the umbrella of New World Order loon Boris Johnson details an operation known as Project Folsom, boldly stating, 1, 28th of August, 2016, GCHQ CSO filed for permission to execute Project Folsom at the request of the U.S. President, Barack Obama, seeking intelligence gathering into the Trump Organization and Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated. Activities include foreign and U.S. domestic signals collection in regards to communications with Russian hostile actors. 2. IOCCO approved Folsom on 15th of September 2016, allowing 90 days of initial signet gathering with the potential for renewal should the situation allow. 3. Since Folsom's start, a clear pattern of actionable leads have accrued, both from the Trump campaign itself, from former MI5 agent Michael Steele, and from others. 4. U.S. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice has requested that we continue our surveillance during the transition period, as internal U.S. intelligence is potentially compromised by the incoming Trump administration. The verification of the document is still in question. However, General Flynn has referenced the document several times for years.
The U.S. intelligence community asked foreign spy agencies to surveil 26 associates of Donald Trump in the run-up to the 2016 election. The UK's Government Communication Headquarters, which is an intelligence gathering apparatus, also known as GCHQ, was making contacts with Trump's associates as early as March of 2016, according to the report. A GCHQ spokesman denied the report, calling it nonsense. The journalists say that intelligence related to the surveillance effort is housed in a 10-inch binder, which Trump, near the end of his presidency, ordered to be declassified.
But obviously, if this binder contains what we have been told that it contains, which may include raw intelligence, information showing that the U.S. government, the CIA and the intelligence community of the U.S. government, initiated the Russia collusion hoax, that it did not occur in the way that the official story and the Durham investigation had portrayed it, then that's extremely serious information. And it may be, if the FBI then went to go get it in order to continue the cover-up of this information, that obviously adds an even more dramatic wrinkle to this.
Barack Obama, hell-bent on maintaining his executive power in league with global intelligence agencies, conspired to commit treason on a scale that makes Watergate look like a caveman having a picnic. John Bound reporting.
While other networks lie to you about
all right, folks,
happening.
That's an important report on what's currently coming out with this document, but they all bragged that they were doing this before.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
We've got it.
The Christmas is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You got it.
It's Sunday, February 18th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are live broadcasting worldwide. 260 days, 7 hours, 53 minutes, 34 seconds out. The most important election in world history. A referendum against globalism. All right. People are really waking up now. I see it on the street. I see it at the gym. I see it at church, the grocery store. I went to a little local gym today, and it's a pretty good-sized gym. There were only like 3 people in it, all men. And 2 of the 3, separately, they were all there working out alone. 2 of the 3, while I was there for an hour, came over to me and said what was done to you in the courts was wrong, and we all know the corrupts are completely controlled, and what are you going to do? And I said, what are you going to do? Think about that. I'm at a gym for an hour. There's only 3 other men in there, and 2 of them are listeners. 1 Hispanic, 1 white. And my point is, that's what I'm getting every time I go to the grocery store. Every time I go out to eat. Yesterday for lunch, I took my middle and youngest daughter out to eat. And we went to a very popular family-owned Italian place. And I... been there many times, never had the owner come out and bring me a piece of chocolate cake and my daughter's ice cream and say, we're all rooting for you. We know what's happened to you is wrong, and we know they're coming for us next. That's an old Italian family that's had restaurants in Houston and Austin for 70 years. And I don't start the show to say, oh, look, I'm popular, I'm cool. Most of you aren't public figures, which is great. You have your privacy. I am a public figure, so I'm like a metric or a gauge, a sensor. And in a year and a half, I've been confronted on the street 2 times. And I've shook thousands of hands, brown hands and white hands and brown hands, black hands. Just everybody. So the globalists have screwed the pooch. And people know what they're doing. And these weaponized court cases against Trump, a whole bunch of them don't even have juries. And you say, how do they do that? Well, tonight I want to explain this to people. And look, I know most of you already know about this. But unless you've been on the inside of it being eaten, inside the belly of it, you really don't get that perspective. So, attorney and popular talk show host will be joining us, Viva Fry, coming up at the bottom of the hour, to talk about the New York Engoron fiasco, and also New York just a few weeks ago, the second defamation trial for Trump saying he was innocent. State law, federal law, all state, you can say you're innocent. It's not defamation. But they don't care. And I want to explain how this works. Because George Soros is a CIA operative. That's what he is. He's the front man for it. Didn't just take over several thousand cities and counties where they have the judges and they have the district attorneys and the county attorneys in their pockets. And now many of the police chiefs. They have these junkets that are on record where they pay for the hotels and airline tickets to the Caribbean and to the Mediterranean and to Europe and to Canada and to beautiful places in Florida, golf courses, you name it. We're talking five-star hotels, Four Seasons, the Ritz. And they get lavish steak dinners, everything paid for. And they go to these week-long conferences that are put on by George Soros organization and sub-organizations. So you'll see like seven or eight of these groups, and you'll see Fannie Willis going to three of them a year. And when you look at the groups, all three are either purely Soros or partially Soros, and they teach them how to engage in criminal activity. So they're organized crime, racketeering, mafia meetings of the lawyers. So they put in a lot of the judges. They've had them appointed, or in areas where you run for office like Texas, they've had them run. And they've got the lawyers, they've got the judges, they've got the PR firms. So they give them a packet. They say, we're this is how it works for lawyers. They say, we're going to sue Alex Jones, we're going to sue Trump. And this has come out from whistleblowers. And then they're given a packet. This is what you say, this is what you file, this is how you do it. And the judge is going to default Trump. They're going to default Giuliani. They're going to default Jones and say that you don't get a trial. The judge will then find you guilty. And then we'll have a show trial, because the public still expects one, on, quote, damages. Now, when that worked on me and a bunch of other people in the last 5 years, they've now said, screw that. We're just going to have judges say you don't get a jury trial and then say you're guilty on day one of the trial. And then have their own trial where you don't get closing statements, you don't get to put forward your evidence, you don't get to say you're innocent. Remember what came out a few weeks ago in closing arguments? Trump got so mad and walked out, and the judge gave them a list in both the so-called groping rape case that never was, in my opinion, with no evidence, and in the real estate fraud case where on Friday the judge said, yeah, I find you guilty, $400 million. $380 million plus 20-something million, so it's over $400 million. And you got to pay it in a month, by the way. Oh, where's the appeal? They say, well, you don't get those now. Like, what? Doesn't matter what the law says. They do whatever they want because, folks, they own now almost all of the appeals courts and the Supreme Courts of the states, and they are clearly blackmailing the Supreme Court justices, both Democrat and Republican, because all of them have taken trips and special favors and things that are kind of gray, but if it's a Republican, they're going to fry them. That's a big shot across the bow of them coming after Clarence Thomas for flying with friends and rich people, you know, a few trips a year. That's, on a scale of corruption, that's like a, let's say the scale's a 1 to 100. Clarence Thomas is about a 2. I mean, he did what was legal, but still they can misrepresent it. So he's about a 2. And the Democrat judges are a 150 on a scale of 100. I mean, they're like breaking the needle off the chart. It's like if a car has a RPM gauge and it says 8,000 RPMs. Well, I mean, people like this Judge Engoron are at 20,000 RPMs of corruption. I mean, it's cartoon level. So you wonder why the deep state's so arrogant. They don't just have the CIA and the different agencies illegally working against the American people. They have the courts almost completely taken over and weaponized, because even the judges that aren't the payroll, federal or state, they're scared. Because the feds and other groups will come after them for a crooked toenail if they don't do exactly what they're told. So they tell the judges, hey, you can date the head of a law firm that you're finding cases for in the bankruptcy court in the Southern District here in Texas. That, you know, that's come out. And then as soon as the judge doesn't do exactly what special interests want, they bring it out. So what you got is a bunch of lawyers, a bunch of followers who will do whatever they're told. And that's the baseline. Then you've got the people and the prosecutors like Letitia James, the attorney general in New York, and Judge Engoron in New York, and the other judge in New York on both of the, quote, Trump defamation trials for saying, I never met that woman. There's no witnesses. She can't even say what month it happened. 25 years ago. That's ridiculous. Boom. $5 million. Says he's innocent again. $80-plus million. That judge covered up, look it up, all of the Epstein cases were given to him. So they've put their people in place. And you have to understand that. And so it's basically the CIA, but they do it through think tanks. They come, and they've got people that go to these meetings months out of the year at these lavish hotels, lavish resorts. They come to them and they say, okay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Technically, as an analogy, if a big alien spaceship showed up 500,000 miles above the Earth and launched 1,000 missiles at, say, South Africa randomly or Mexico City, you'd be like, oh, they just blew up Mexico City. Why do I care? Aliens just attacked. No, you'd go, whoa, they just blew up Mexico City, or they just blew up Durban, South Africa, or they just blew up Paris, France, or New York City. They're coming for me next. That's called empathy. And we have empathy not because we're wimps, people. It's because when you see something terrible happening to somebody, you instinctively know that could be you next. So it's been said many times, and I'll say it again, that we've seen the meme. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. And when you look at Fannie Willis and her dad up there about the racism and the persecution against black people and all this, they're hiding behind that. They don't care about the persecution of black people. They're crooks going after a popular president that tried to fix the country and bring us better jobs and lower prices and who the establishment's after. They're waging war against the voters' right to vote for who they want, trying to put him in jail for decades. And then she gets up there and says, I'm not going to answer questions about my boyfriend that I legally gave $700,000 to, who he laundered the money back to me, because you're not going to emasculate a black man. And CNN and AP ran the headline, black leaders see an attack on them and an attack on Fannie Willis. What the hell does that have to do with it? But that's why Soros puts black women in charge of most of these prosecutions, thinking they can then hide behind it. I don't look at that and say, look at this black woman. I say, look at this evil crook. Just like when I look at Engeron, I don't say, look at an old white guy. I say, look at that disgusting crook. I don't look at the judge that covered up the Epstein trial, that ran the trials against Trump, and think, look at that old white man. I don't think old white men are bad. I just look at, that's another crook. So the crooks think they're above the law. And here's an example, okay? Travis County, they have elected judges. And I've had all sorts of court cases in there, and they used to have old-fashioned judges. Most of them were women, and they would sit there and go over the facts and be incredibly fair. And the word came in about 5 years ago, none of you are getting financed for running for office, and they all retired. Every judge retired in the last 3 years. And now every judge, 34 of them, every judge in Travis County, Austin, Texas, is a woman. And every one of them is pledged allegiance to Soros and is financed by the Democratic Party. And they have no pretense of justice. They think it's funny. And even the mainline Democrat lawyers are freaking out, because I talk to them and they say, man, it's a circus. They don't even read filings. They don't look at cases. They just hackle and laugh and just because, folks, it's a formula. And you go to the judges' Facebooks, and it's them with Antifa outfits on saying, we're going to get Trump. We're going to get the white men. And it's mainly white women. And you understand? It's a cult, folks. They went to law school. They got recruited into these groups. They got sent to junkets in law school so they could, so Soros's people in the CIA could kind of handle the fruit, you know, handle the stuff in the vegetable department. They are vegetables, culturally, mentally, spiritually. And then who are they going to basically finance and put in? And now it's full on war. All right? Absolute full on war. Let me tell you something. If they had the laws on the books to execute you for saying the sky was blue, or denying man-made global warming, I guarantee you these judges would order you executed in a New York second. There's nothing they won't do. So when you look at the judges, male and female, going after Trump, and you go, man, they just look like demons, and they laugh, and they cackle, and there's no juries, and how do you do that? You've got to understand, people, it's like the Nazi party getting in Germany. And just once Hitler got his people in all the positions, or once the communists take over a country, and once they put the people in the positions, it's over. And they're going to take everything you've got. They're going to take your children and cut their genitals off. It's happening everywhere. They're going to devalue your currency. They're going to defund the police and then hire private security on taxpayer money for them. Because they are literally the scum of the earth, stupid, low IQ, chosen as the weapon, the knife, to be drawn across the neck of this country. I've been in court cases and things and you name it since I was young. And whether it was Dallas or wherever it was, or the judges were deliberative and did a good job. I had Democrat judges, three different ones, give me custody of my children because they did the research and had assessments done and had me jump through a bunch of hoops. And they said, well, we don't like your politics, but you're the guy to keep your kids. Ladies and gentlemen, not these new judges. You have to understand, these people do not care about anything. They have no morals, no nothing. They will do anything. They have been hired because they're stupid and they're arrogant and they're corrupt. And they will follow any order they're given. They're not judges. They're not district attorneys. They're not attorney generals. They are globalist, New World Order operatives who follow direct orders from Brennan and Soros and Obama and the globalists. And they go to the mafia meetings and they get given their marching orders. And then suddenly they become fabulously rich and their bank accounts fill up with money. And you say, how can they do it? Because Merrick Garland is one of them. And Merrick Garland, for decades, since he didn't get the Supreme Court job, has helped organize these events for Soros around the country and around the world, where they created the army of crooks. They've had, on average, over 100 meetings with these DAs. With these attorney generals, they have had meal after meal. They have sat around and laughed about their criminal takeover. This is their takeover. This is their assault. And the few pockets of judiciary that still do their jobs are being hunted. Soros didn't spend billions of dollars of CIA taxpayer money he was given to just open the borders and flood the country. Soros has spent billions, and he's just one of the big ones. There's a bunch of groups to literally create this, where people shoot up federal courthouses, firebomb it, shoot people driving in pickup trucks because they're white, and they let them out of jail the next day, and the vice president bailed them out when she was the candidate. People that shot federal courthouses were bailed out by the vice president. They're revolutionaries. You understand that? They are evil criminals. And they're coming for you and your family. Viva Fry's coming up to talk about it with us straight ahead. And I got so much other big news on Disease X and more. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to cover judicial tyranny for another 30 minutes with our special guest, attorney, popular talk show host, Viva Fry. And then I'm going to get into the UN saying, if you don't give us the world pandemic tree to run your life and your body, the disease X is imminent, it's going to kill you. And then I've got all this other huge news. 80% of Americans test positive for a chemical that sterilizes you and bends your genders. It's in Quaker Oats, Cheerios, and hundreds of other products. I told you this a long time ago. It's being done by design. They know exactly what they're doing. So they're banning carbon dioxide that plants breathe, but allowing chemicals that literally bend the genders of every animal from ants to honeybees to mammals to amphibians to birds. Any ornithologist can tell you this. We're going to be going over that next hour. Also, I posted a video of slavery going on in Central Africa, and it got like 5 million views today, put it up last night. And I saw some people saying slavery isn't happening in Africa. So I got a bunch of clips and news articles admitting that there are millions in slavery, over 10 million estimated in Africa right now. I know that doesn't fit the narrative that America is the home of slavery, but I thought I would actually explain some of that coming up next hour as well. We've got so much to cover. It's also all come out that Obama, indeed, was using intelligence agencies to spy and go after Trump. We already knew that. They already bragged about it. Brennan had press conferences admitting it. Chucky Schumer went on TV and said that intelligence agencies are going to come after this guy. Mudd, that the CIA said we're going to kill this guy. So that's all coming up next hour. But I wanted to get Viva Fry on from vivabarneslaw.locals.com on X, the Viva Fry, because he's been doing an excellent job, and he's been going into great depth on it, okay, explaining how this is so tyrannical and the weaponization of the judiciary. I just spent 30 minutes before he came on explaining how big think tanks and organizations that Soros and others run, and the Justice Department and Merrick Garland and others have been part of, bring these lawyers to these junkets and then sign them up and run them for office or get them installed. And then it's the same weaponization everywhere. So just a year and a half ago, everybody saw me defaulted in cases in weaponized jurisdictions of Connecticut and Austin, Texas. And Austin's as bad as D.C. or New York now. People say, why do I live here? That's where I'm from, but I am going to move from here soon. I must leave this jurisdiction. It's like living right next to the Tower of Mordor under Sauron. But at least there, they had a show trial on damages to confuse the public. With Trump now, they're not even doing that, dispensing with juries, and or they have the famous Epstein judge that covered things up, saying you're not allowed to say you're innocent, not allowed to defend yourself. So Trump gets held liable for $5 million for saying he's innocent, the new trial, $80 million. So I wanted to explain from a Canadian lawyer's perspective, but it's basically all the same, how big this is, because this is why the system's so confident. They don't just have the intelligence agencies, the Justice Department. All their minions now, like Fannie Willis, can openly money launder, do all of this. It all comes out they've lied and committed all these crimes, but they're above the law. So what then historically comes out of that? So in the limited time we have, Viva, just recap some of these latest cases. I see it causing a mass awakening. I get mobbed now at the gym or the grocery store or church. People are bringing this to me. They're really upset. Everywhere I go, people are bringing this up, just the general public. So people are finally getting that, wow, in many jurisdictions, the courts are as phony as a $3 bill. But I'd like you to quantify this and then talk about where you think this is going and how you think we should counter it.
Quantify it. $450 million for Trump in New York, because there's $98 million in pre-judgment interest that Justice Engoron or Judge Engoron slapped on to the $355 million. It's impossible to quantify. It's absurdly in your face. The only question is going to be whether or not the higher courts, Court of Appeals, Supreme Court, are going to step in and rein in the insanity. Like, I think I must have mentioned it the last time I was on your show. You wonder how tens of millions of people starved under Stalinism, under communism, under socialism. You're seeing it right now. I hyperbolically, you know, call New York a communist state, California, commie Borna. You got Canada, which we call commie Canada. This is basically government entities usurping private assets through crook or hook, whichever way you want to go about it. You get this judge, Engoron, Letitia James, who campaigned off prosecuting a private citizen, a specific citizen, campaigned off of it, gets the Soros money and gets in there. And then does it. And you get an Engoron-type corrupt judge, judicially corrupt, who says, yeah, I've got the tools to make this happen. Summary judgment fraud on the Mar-a-Lago property. And now you have a six-week show trial because guilt is already established by way of summary judgment. And it was only a question of how much. And the judge came out with something that's just, you know, it's left the likes of Michael Cohen, you know, licking their lips, it's so juicy. And it's left anybody with half a brain flabbergasted that you have the government basically saying, we're going to try to put private enterprise out of business. Forget that, you know, there's thousands of people who work for Trump, the Trump ors.
And let's explain, the banks all said, and tried to testify, but the judge wouldn't let him, and Trump couldn't even do closing arguments. He was given a whole list of things he couldn't say in all these show trials. It's a judge, not a jury, but Trump can't even say he's innocent. But the bank said no. All of Trump's investments paid off. All the properties actually went up in value more than he projected.
Alex, it's worse than that. You know, and it was Ivanka who came in and started the testimony, and it was whoever the rep was from the Deutsche Bank came in and said, he didn't defraud us. We were competing for his business. He was a whale. We wanted his business. He didn't lie to us to get preferential interest rates. We were giving him preferential interest rates because we wanted his business. It paid us tens of millions of dollars. He paid us back in full, and it was good business for everybody. It's not just a victimless crime. There is no fraud here. It's fabricated out of whole cloth. And, you know, this evidence that was adduced after guilt or liability, because it was a civil case, was already found by way of summary judgment. People are watching this saying, how the hell is this even going on? But the liability was already found. And so you just have this show trial where even there, when they're controlling the evidence that's being adduced, everybody watching it is like, this is ridiculous. This is preposterous. But
remember what happened in my Texas and Connecticut show trial. People were against me at the first, and they kept saying, when does he get to talk? When do his lawyers get to talk? Many days, the judges would say, you don't get to talk. And they would just get up there and say, he came and he peed on the grave. No video, no witnesses. They would. He's got $400 million he got from us. They never had $5 million. I mean, they literally just made up anything they wanted to, and people saw that, so they turned off the YouTube comments. Remember that?
First of all, I remember that. And those who are not yet awake sat there and said, oh, Alex Jones had a trial. And I have to sit there and explain to them that what you just saw of a trial was not a trial on the merits. That was a trial after the default verdict based on purported noncompliance with discovery obligations. All a load of crap. But people, those who are not awake, were tricked, duped into thinking they saw a trial when they didn't even. But those who were paying attention knew that this is an absolute joke from the get-go. And as they're watching this show trial on the damages only, basically what we saw in New York, they're like, how is he even found liable in the first place? Oh, in your case, default verdict. In Trump's case, summary judgment from a judge who's on record, on camera, saying, I've got the tools to yield the results that I want. You know,
he talked to a group of law students, what, 3 years ago, and he said, I can do whatever I want. I'm in charge. I don't have to follow the law. And that's the thing, though. But here's what I want to ask you. Because you're a big popular talk show, you get a lot of feedback. I'm seeing people finally get this. It usually takes time, but people couldn't really wrap their mind around, why does his lawyers talk? Why doesn't he ever get to defend? People still thought we were in a free country, but I think now the veil is lifting.
I think so as well. I was watching the, I spent 2 days live streaming the Fannie Willis evidentiary hearing, and, even MSM, I'll call them propagandist hacks of the MSM, they're out there saying, yeah, it's 50-50 that she gets disqualified, and that's in their protective propagandist perspective. They have to now admit it's so patent and in your face that it's equally likely that Fannie Willis gets disqualified from this case. People are waking up to the fact that this is, it's socially, society destructing. Like even if you're a blue, I don't know what the word is in American, but like a blue to the neck Democrat coming out of New York, this is going to destroy your economy. It's going to destroy your...
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. You want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Compensation, $85 million, also out of New York. It's an attempt to bankrupt and just basically take private citizens' assets and reallocate them based on political orientation. And you had E. Jean Carroll, you know, on MSNBC gloating. What are you going to do with Trump's money? Oh, I'm going to take you on a shopping spree, Rachel Maddow. So that's it's a joke of a decision, especially because, in my humble opinion, E. Jean Carroll is certifiably crazy and the world has seen it. But this is, it's, sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. Put these cameras on these trials, and everyone will see in real time how preposterous it is. Fannie Willis, it's corruption to the core. The only amazing thing is they've been getting away with it for so long. They've gotten brazen and complacent in their corruption, where they just think it's normal. How dare you suggest it's improper to have sexual?
Well, that's
relations.
Right. I mean, their humor is next level, and so that's why Jack Smith and others in the federal trials, but also the state trials, they don't want cameras. That's very telling, because when there are cameras, they get destroyed.
Alex, I mean, we have 25,000 people watching the Fannie Willis trial live on my channel alone. Robert Gouveia watching The Watcher had 27,000. I mean, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, are now witnessing the corruption in real time.
By the way, that's at one time. You had millions of viewers.
Oh, yeah, it's wild. And then the recaps, I mean, you know, people are understanding what's going on. And it is amazing. You know, the cameras in the courtroom, there's a reason why some courts don't allow it, don't want it. There's a reason why some prosecutors don't want it. Once you see this corruption and once it's exposed to the world, people are going to say, what the hell is going on? My tax dollars are going for this? I mean, I'm literally paying.
Oh, I was rewatching you like 2 nights ago at like 10 o'clock. My wife comes in. She goes, hey, the kids are asleep. Let's watch a movie. I said, no, I'm watching this. She said, I'm sick of politics. She starts watching. 2 hours later, we're still watching it.
This was as entertaining as like any episode of L.A. Law, except it's real.
Yeah.
In real time. I don't know that it's going there. But I mean, look, it's wild to see. I can't understand how some people are still reluctant to appreciate it and to condemn it, even if they like it politically speaking. Michael Cohen was on, I think it was MSNBC yesterday. You know, he's gloating in this Judge Engoron decision because a corrupt judge looks at Michael Cohen and says, this guy, it's not because he's a perjurer that he's always lying. And so there's vindication. They, oh, yeah, $355 million. Cool. I'm good with it because it'll never happen to me. Anybody who thinks this will never happen to you because of political orientation, you're living in a pipe dream.
That's where I was going. That's where I was going. Hitler was in World War One, Iron Cross first class, bad guy, but a war hero. And he would not allow nerve gas to be used because he got hit with German nerve gas twice when it blew back. So in World War II, none of the groups, not the Allies, not the Nazis, didn't use nerve gas because the term blowback comes from World War One when the wind changes and it blows back on you. Okay? So the issue is, don't they get blowback? It's already blown back immediately, but they still, but forget the political class not getting blowback. If Democrats were being persecuted by Republicans like this, I would say give them due process because I don't want to lose mine. Don't they get where chivalry came from? Chivalry doesn't come from being a pussy where we don't attack women and children. We do it because we don't want ours attacked. We know in a war it's a two-way street, dumbasses.
And Alex, it's like they don't understand this. Is like you look at a Fannie Willis who's now corruptly prosecuting a Trump. Ask yourselves how many impoverished, disenfranchised, vulnerable people they've gotten away with doing the exact same thing to. But the party that clamors about criminal justice reform, rejoicing in this, rejoicing in abuse of the civil process. This is how it was done, weaponized, used to imprison the vulnerable throughout history. And if anybody thinks, oh, well, I'm cool, I'm a Democrat in New York, well, get into a fight with your mayor. Get into a fight with the governor and see how they come after you for tax fraud because you overvalued your house for the purposes of a mortgage that you may have paid off. Oh, they will understand it by the time it's too late.
And by the way, I knew this when they were doing it to me, theoretically. Now we know these test cases on myself and Trump, they are now expanding massively. So they're definitely testing, using us as test cases.
Well, for sure. I mean, I didn't even fully appreciate how you were the test case on the one end for the lawfare, for the deplatforming. Like, once they got away with
it. Viva, I didn't understand it either. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't think anybody really appreciated it until they deplatformed the president of the United States of America while he was still sitting. And then fabricate these criminal charges out of January 6th, orchestrate, in my humble opinion, me, you know, let it happen, made it happen, whatever. January 6th, Fed direction, so that you can fabricate these charges against hundreds, thousands of people, survey these people, surveil, I mean, to say, like, spy on them, track them, use it as a pretext to persecute your political adversaries. They're going to do it at the highest levels, and they're going to do it to everyone underneath. And if you don't understand that, I mean, the expression, the revolution eats its own, and, you know, the collaborators are just the last ones against the wall. It will happen. And so there better be some blowback to the blowback. If people don't understand this, by the time they really do, it will definitely...
No, I totally agree. I know you've got your own show coming up with Robert Barnes here soon. Thanks for the time. Join me again this week for a full hour with Robert. If you can do it, let's set that up right now. But separately, you're a smart guy. What are you predicting comes next? It's definitely backfiring, but they don't seem to care.
I am predicting, and I hope it's not a grotesque optimism, I'm predicting the E. Jean Carroll verdict gets overturned. I mean, the evidentiary rules that were violated there, I think, are overwhelming. Sent back for a retrial, maybe. In Engoron, look, it's not just that it needs to get overturned on appeal. Engoron needs to get sanctioned for what he's done. You read that decision, and it reads like a work of fiction written by an activist judge using this like ridiculous language, and it's just absurd in its conclusions. And motivated reasoning. You knew that that's where the judge wanted to get to and just twists all of the evidence, excludes what he wants to exclude, allows what he wants to allow, summary judgment so that you can get there. It needs to be overturned in order to preserve any semblance of justice and people's faith in the judicial system. And if there's any justice, there will be some sanctions against the judge and Letitia James. If not, sanctions, political repercussions.
And a snapshot on Georgia. That's going to be the most ridiculous.
I am predicting that Fannie and dude, what's the guy's name? Nathan Wade are going to get disqualified. The judge, McAfee, who's been very reasonable, very objective, even if I, you know, I don't like all of his decisions, but I can understand them. I think he's disqualifying the two of them. He'll give it to another DA from another county and leave the political question up to that DA. But the courts have to start getting involved because it is a fundamental social fabric question.
I was about to say, do the courts get they're being destroyed right now? Like the Justice Department's destroyed itself and the courts are just burning themselves down while they're laughing.
I think the courts are starting to get it. Like, even if I looked at Canada, some of the COVID lawsuits in Canada, I think the courts are starting to get it. Public opinion is starting to change a little bit so that these judges might be getting a little more social courage to come up with the right and the righteous decisions.
Well, that's right. For people that don't know, that's a whole other deal. You had a big high-level court say that Trudeau's basically trying to be a dictator and it was all illegal.
In Canada, you got a federal judge saying the invocation of the Emergencies Act was unlawful. You got a provincial judge that ordered, basically declared a lot of these COVID public health orders to have been ultra-virus unlawful. So that political opinion tide is turning a little bit. But these judges in America, they have to understand, like, it's social fabric level stuff. Nobody trusts politicians. Nobody trusts the Department of Justice. If they can't trust the court system to resolve their matters peacefully, justfully, and equitably, for lack of a better word, in the court system, it's only a matter of time before the disagreements and the resolution of those disagreements spills into the streets, and not in a good way. So when people lose faith in the justice system, that's when societies fall.
Viva, I know you got to go. Get on the horn with my crew tonight. Talk to Bob. I want to get both you guys on for two-hour extravaganza like we did a month ago. Millions of people watched. Please join me this week.
1,000%, Alex.
Thank you so much, sir. Yeah, literally, I watched this guy like 10 hours this week. My wife's like, what is this? And all of a sudden, she's like, well, let's keep watching it. He does a great job. Love that guy. Okay, we're going to start the next hour. Huge other news. So many other topics. But let me end this hour with a couple of the clips that have been seen hundreds of millions of times. People get it. Here's a clip from the show trials in Connecticut and Texas that blew up in these scumbag faces. Here it is.
And you've called this judge a tyrant, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you actually use that word a lot with your audience. You call people tyrants, don't you?
Only when they act like it.
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Guys, these tyrants will fail because they've got to fail, but people are waking up fast. Hour number two straight ahead, Infowars.com/show. If you're watching on X, please share the links from Real Alex Jones and radio stations across the country. We are not going to be stopped, ladies and gentlemen. Please support the broadcast. Spread the word and get great products now. Take action now. T-shirts, books, films, credible supplements, storable food, high-quality water filters, everything. Infowarsstore.com. Infowarsstore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.